Kanye West has a new album out. In fact, it rocketed to Billboard number one almost immediately. Of course, Kanye West probably being one of the biggest rap, hip-hop stars in the universe, you might say. I mean, this man has amazing influence that goes beyond the music world. You know the title of his new album? It's called Jesus is King. Now, when I heard about that, I had mixed feelings. In one way, this is phenomenal. This is absolutely amazing. It's encouraging to see someone that's in the public, especially in the music world, to identify with the fact that Jesus is King. And that's something that should be recognized. And in fact, it has had quite an impact across the country. He's had rallies, different meetings, and the Word of God, in one sense, has gone out. And that is such a powerful thing. And I recognize that, and I would love to see even more from Kanye West. In fact, when you think about that, I hope it doesn't stop there, because we can recognize that Jesus is King. But when we really see what the Bible has in mind, it goes beyond just the recognition of Christ as King, that there has to be more than just the recognition. There really has to be a changed life and a changed perspective that goes along with that recognition. I'm reminded of a passage that we find over in the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, this whole section of Scripture talks about what goes beyond just the mere recognition that Jesus is King. So when we look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 says this: when we recognize Jesus as King, it says, "Now by this we know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments." So there has to be a change in our behavior, in what we do, in the way we look at the world. In fact, a little later in verse 6, it says, "He who abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked." So our goal, if we proclaim Jesus as King in our life, we have to walk as Jesus walked. And that's a past tense statement, looking back to the way Jesus lived His life. How did He talk? How did He walk? How did He live? How did He worship? When did He worship? You see, all of those questions come to mind. So if we declare Jesus as King in our life, we have to recognize that and live our life and worship God in spirit and truth as we proclaim Jesus is King. So let's be sure that's exactly what we're doing when we say those words. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.